Hello?
This is a confirmation call from eBay. We have received a purchase request of $299.99, and the same will be debited from your account automatically. If you want to cancel this, then press 1, or to claim for refunding, then press 2, or to talk to our representative, then press 9. Thank you.
Getting connected with eBay customer support. This is Alex William. How are you doing today?
Good. Oh my God.
Alex.
Yeah, from where?
From eBay.
Sir? I was already saying that my account will be debited $299.
Yeah.
I haven't bought anything.
We know that, sir. Actually, the thing is that yesterday night around 10 o'clock, there's a new eBay account has been generated by using your details and by placing, and we received this order request of $299 for purchasing gift card. Okay. So when we go to see the billing address, we can see it over there. It's 242 Morgan Street, Mountain View, California, United States. It's an overseas billing address we can see. So it's a...
Well, I can't see anything, mate. I haven't ordered anything, and I live in California.
Pardon me?
I don't live in California. I live in Australia.
Yes, sir. We know that you're in Australia. We are from the headquarters of Sydney. So when we got to see the billing address from overseas, we put the transaction on hold. And that's why we called you directly so that we can verify this charge, okay? So as you're saying, you haven't done anything from your rent. Is there any possibility any of your family member has done this on your behalf?
No, no one's bought, no one, my wife hasn't bought anything on eBay, and neither have I.
Okay, and for the security reasons, can you confirm me, in past 48 hours or in past few days, have you shared any of your confidential details with anyone?
No.
No, right? And have you used any public Wi-Fi in past few days?
No, only one at home.
Okay, you use only your home Wi-Fi, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And in past few days, have anyone used your home Wi-Fi?
No,
like
no one.
Outsider or any unknown person?
No one.
Okay. I understand. Sorry for that. Now the thing is that as because these unauthorized transactions are trying to be done without your knowledge and you're not getting any notification, we already put the transactions on hold, and we're going to help you to cancel it each and everything. So do you have a smart device like any computer, laptop, so that we can register the cancellation for you?
No, I've only got my phone.
Okay. Is that an Android phone, sir, or is it an Apple iPhone so that I can guide you easily?
Yeah, it's an iPhone.
It's an iPhone. Okay, put me on speaker first of all.
Oh. Yeah.
Alright. Now swipe up the page from the very bottom to up and you will back to the home screen where you can see all your regular apps and items.
Yeah.
Okay. Now at the moment you're using the Wi-Fi, sir, or you're using your mobile data? Please let me know.
Mobile data.
Mobile data. And which network do you use? Is it Telstra, Optus, Vodafone?
Optus.
Optus, okay. Now have a look on your phone. As you're using an iPhone, you have got an application named App Store. It's a blue color icon with a capital letter A on it. App Store.
Hang on. It's called what?
App Store.
App Store?
Yeah, it's App Store. It's a blue color icon with a capital letter A on it.
Yeah, I know what App Store is. Hang on.
Yes, take your time. Once you open it, let me know.
Sorry, okay. Oh, very good. Alright,
yes.
Yeah.
Are you on that?
Yeah.
Alright. Now look at the right hand side bottom corner. You will get to see a small magnifying glass. It says search. Tap on it. Now look at the top of your screen. we will be able to see a wide bar. It says games, apps, stories, and more. Search over there. And you need to type letter A, A as in alpha, letter A.
Yeah.
Then letter N, N for November, letter N.
Yeah.
Then letter Y, Y for yellow, letter Y.
I am Y?
Yes, A and Y. Then type D, E, S, K. Letter D as in doctor, letter E as in echo, letter S as in sugar.
Any day.
Yes, now tap on search.
Okay.
Now, this is a red color icon with a white diamond on it. It says any desk. There will be a blue color box. It says get. Give a click on get.
It just says any desk, remote desktop.
Yes. Yes, there will be a blue color box just beside that. It says get. Tap on get.
What am I getting that for?
It's a free security application through which we're going to register this cancellation, okay, from our eBay secure server. All right. So that you can see your identity.
Can you send me an email with the details and then I'll ring you back?
Yes, you're going to get each and every information. Actually, at the moment, what is happening, your identity details are trying to be compromised. So we need to verify you to the eBay secure server, so that we can block the fraudulent activities trying to be done.
Okay, well, any desk isn't an eBay app.
Let me tell you some things. Any desk is not an eBay app. It's a security application through which we're going to connect you with the eBay secure server. Okay, so that we can configure from where your informations are getting compromised and we are able to provide you the 3D security. All right? And you don't have to pay anything for that. You just... Now, do you see any open option over there?
Yes, I hit open.
Yes. Now, you will get to see an allow option. Tap on allow for notifications. Tap on allow. Now, can you see it says your address and some numbers over there?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's your cancellation ID. First of all, make a note of it in a piece of paper and then confirm it to me.
Yeah, I don't like it. Just send me an email with what the charges are because
you're going to get each and everything. You're going to get each and everything.
Okay, well, you can do it now. Because I'm not signing up to giving any details off my phone.
You're not details. First of all,
listen, I'm not happy to do it until I see something in an email first to say I've got something because you need to
understand. At the moment, your informations are getting compromised, okay?
I'm not signing up to another app until I get an email to say I'm being charged or something. I'll give you my email address, or I'll just cancel whatever charges come through from the bank.
I'm trying to help you.
Okay,
yes,
well, I'll give you my email address, and send me the fucking details.
Yes, give me your email address.
Yep, Luke, LukeCotland, 78.
It's Luke? Wait. After Luke, what did you say?
CotEland. LAND.
Yes, it's LukeCotland.
LA. A for apple.
Okay, it's LA.
LAND 78@yahoo.com.au.
Okay. You just stay on the line. Within a while, you will be receiving the email, okay?
Alright.
Yeah, just stay on the line, okay? You just give me a moment, sir. We are sending security, we is sending this email from our department, okay? So just give me a moment, all right? You will receive the email. And have you make a note of that ID number in a piece of paper, sir?
Yeah, to the far over.
Okay, that's good. Now, our sir, I just got an update from my security officer. He's sending you the email within 5 minutes. Till that, he told me to continue with the security procedure, okay?
Yeah, well, I'll wait to get the email.
Sir, you're going to receive the email within 5 minutes.
Okay, well,
you don't
need to
work.
I'll wait till I get the email, mate.
Okay, ring me back in 5 minutes. No need to ring me back within 5 minutes. I'm on the line with you. Hello, are you here, sir?
Yeah.
Yes, I just got the update that the security officer has sent you the email from the headquarters. So please log into your email and please check it, okay? If you don't receive it, please let me know or you can refresh it, all right? Yeah, just refresh your email, you will receive it.
Okay,
all
right. All right.
Just check all your emails. Check your inbox. Have you received that?
No, there's nothing there.
Just refresh your email.
Oh, I have, mate. There's nothing there.
Nothing there?
Well, thanks.
I'm confirming you the email, please check it once again. It's lutecoteland78@yahoo.com. Am I correct?
Don't say you. Fuck, you guys can't get it. That's fucking right. This is a fucking scam.